Denver, tell us a little bit about how this all happened, that you ended up going from Diego to Denver.
Oh, only difference is climate change is still football. I'm happy to be out here with my defensive line coach that, you know, got me this far in the league, you know, for 11 years. So I think it's an easy transition for me.
How much of a sell was Coach Nunley, him being here?
Oh, it was a big sell. You know, he told me, you know, the scheme, how they run out here was similar to what we did in the past. So I'm just out here to help the team get better.
How much of a sell was it to be able to play against
them? It's a conference, divisional game, you know. We'll see when that week gets there, but we've got, you know, another 16 more games to play also, so it's all about winning.
People wonder, I guess, you know, a lot of big guys' nose tackles don't last that long in the league, as you know. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling physically? Still got a couple of years left. How do you feel?
Oh, yeah. You know what? The funny thing is, you know, I got here. They showed me around, you know, the facility. Went to the training room at Greek and, you know, the guys in the training room. And, you know, I felt very comfortable. They showed, you know, Coach McDaniels told me what the game plan was. And I'm all set and ready for it. You know, it's only, what, April right now. So I'm preparing for the long run.
Josh said a couple weeks ago that maybe you missing most of last year maybe almost was a blessing in terms of the rest of your body, your fresh Is that how you feel? I mean, do you feel your arms good?
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, best thing that happened to me, you know, I had that time off, but it was only a tricep or whatever, you know. Gave me time to work on, you know, my lower body, getting that strong enough. It's better right now. So right now it's just an easy transition into this game. I could have played, you know, week 8, but they put me on IR at that other team. So I'm ready to go.
You've played in this division a long time. You've probably watched some of the moves that are made. Are the Broncos positioning themselves now maybe to make a run, or has the bounce of power shifted at all, or
is
San Diego still the...
I'm not the GM here, but, you know, at the same time, I'm just here to make sure I'm that piece of the puzzle, you know, in the middle, and help out the younger guys, because you have to realize it's a younger defensive line here. So with my experience and, you know, with my coach, it'll help those guys get better.
How was that rivalry from the San Diego side? Because here, last year, Josh talked about how the San Diego basically wore out the Broncos for 8 straight, 25 straight, whatever it was. How was that rivalry
viewed
from your side?
Oh, it's different now, you know. After I signed, you know, here in the Denver, I put that, you know, that's another chapter in the past. You know, my feet are pointed forward, you know. I don't look back at that. I just know that's just one of our divisional opponents, you know. But it's been different over the years, you know, playing against a lot of guys. And, you know, now I'm in, you know, the orange and blue. So it's like, okay, let's get ready to rock and roll here. So I'm cool with that.
What's this defensive line going to look like, you think? A lot of moves, got Bannon and Jarvis Green, guys that I'm sure you've known from around the league. What's this group
going to
be like, and with the guys
to do? You know, they brought in some veterans, you know, with experience, and it helps, you know, with the other guys, because a lot of, like I was mentioning before, a lot of guys don't have as much experience playing in the 3-4, so we bring a lot more experience to this defense. You know, you got some great linebackers behind us and an experienced secondary, so it's, hey, all the pieces are coming along.
There's probably a lot of guys your age around the league who might not show up for all these workouts and stuff. What does it mean for you to be here, to be working out right now, I guess, with those younger guys?
Well, guys my age, it gets me out the old folks' home for right now, you know. I get to get away, you know, for recreational purposes. But it's good, you know, getting the camaraderie. You know, I'm loving these guys right now. It's fun, you know. They tease me a little bit, but I got some, you know, I'm showing them some grown man stuff in the weight room right now.
Well, I think one thing people here remember about you is how well you played against Tom Malin all those years. What were those battles like for you? I mean, two, you know, Hall of Fame type guys.
Yeah, I'm still looking for Tom. I heard he's like 220 right now. So if you out there, man, bring it on. Yeah, so, you know, it was always a good battle, you know. You know, the whole office line, because they ran in sync, you know, even with Sharep back in the day, you know, Ben, all those guys, you know, played against them, but it's a whole new regime now, you know. They're formulating a new office line here, so it'll be fun. We're going to get each other better out here.
Yeah, I just didn't know what it was like playing against Tom. I mean, he's got the rap on it.
Yeah, you know, the whole office line has that little rep, but, you know, I think I had my better end of those battles.
Be a loud trash talk, Phillip Rivers?
We text each other, you know. We're an hour ahead, obviously, here. So I wake up, I'm like, hey, I'm an hour better than you right now, young man. And you don't have that red jersey on during practice now. So, you know, we're going to have our fun. But when it's game time, it's serious time, you know. So Sunday is the fun day.